Yeah, but the odds say it won't.
Yeah, that's what the odds say. But, you know, those Arizona Wildcats are now 9-0 in the postseason. Yeah. So,
what do the evens say?
They don't.
Yeah, I know. That's why they do it, because there's odds and evens.
Yeah, yeah. So they hadn't lost a game yet. But so, yeah, the odds are that they will. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got. Oh, the Supreme Court. This is what, the best kept secret in D.C.? I mean, that's what they're saying. I don't know. There are a lot of secrets out there. And we don't know about them until people tell them, right? So,
right.
At least for now, we don't know what the Supremes are going to rule. And what do you think? Do you think they sat around and decided how they were going to do this? That they were going to just make everybody twist in the wind for a while, and then we decide, okay, you want to announce it on Monday? Nah, let's do two. How about Wednesday? Let's wait till Wednesday. You want to do that? It gives all the pudnuts a chance to really talk a lot. Now, they found out, and again, the internet is a wonderful thing. It's just a wonderful thing. You know, they don't know exactly how things will end up, because there's a whole bunch of stuff that could happen. They could strike all of it, or they could just kind of take part of it out. But what they have to do is all these experts have to be ready to talk about it no matter what. And see if I can find a story here. There was one guy who got caught on YouTube uploading 7 different comments based on what the Supreme Court rules.
Mm.
See, now that's not good. See, that's
he's just hedging his bets.
That's it. But I mean, what happens if they play the wrong one? It's kind of like back in the old days, we used to go to we'd go talk to the football coach or the basketball coach, and he would make a comment on each of these players he thought he was going to sign. But if he didn't sign it, we had to edit that part out, you know, so that he's not talking about somebody who ended up going to Middle Tennessee Tech when he thought he was going to come see you. But in the meantime, you know, the ones that did show up is all right. So we got these experts, and they got 7 different answers depending on whatever happens. So good luck with all that. Remember this thing that started with 60 Minutes talking about insider trading? Remember how they asked that question of Ms. Pelosi, and she said, we pass a lot of legislation. Well, apparently the Washington Post has done a ginormous investigation. They looked over 45,000 stock transactions that were made by members of Congress during the years of 07 to 2010, and the result is 130 members of Congress and their families bought and sold $218 million worth of stock in 323 companies that registered to lobby on legislation that came before their committees. How's that?
Wow.
Yeah, 323 different companies that had registered to lobby in front of the members of Congress, and those members of Congress bought and sold stock in that company, those companies. Now, it's a fairly even split. We had 62 Democrats and 68 Republicans. John Kerry had the highest value of stock, Ketchup Boy.
I was going to say, that's really not his money.
No, it's not. Well,
but what they should do is then the next time that, you know, if they have a CEO come appear before them, or even the lobbyists, they should hand the respective members that are invested, just go ahead and hand them their dividend report right there.
Oh, that'd be a good thing. Just save the postage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and talking about the money's not his, over on the Republican side, it'd be Michael McCaul, who had the highest number of overlapping trades.
Radio money.
That's it. So I'm just saying, these two guys using mama's money.
Yeah.
That's it. Just saying. Oh, what'd be interesting is to be able to track how members of Congress have done in their investments as opposed to our mutual funds and how we're doing.
But yeah, you go to meddling.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to know that, would we? I mean,
that might lead to pitchforks and torches.
What's amazing is the House of Representatives does not keep track of that.
Really?
Now, they know what Eric Holder had for breakfast this morning, but I guarantee you, but they don't know exactly how much members of Congress have
potentially profited.
Right. Well, that potentially gambled. We can't say they profited, Chase. They're just like us.
That's right. Profits are evil.
You roll the dice and you hope that you've made a good investment decision.
You're funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, got that going. And this last thing is so good. This last thing is so good, I'm going to save it till next hour.
Oh.
About a way that you can donate to a presidential candidate in a way that you would have never imagined. They sat around once again in a vacuum and said, hey, this is a really good way to get people to donate money to us. It'll sound like it was written by The Onion, but it's the truth. We'll do that next hour at 647.